Jaguars back at it on Thursday. A little different look at practice. Organized team activities winding down with workout number 9. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field Thursday morning. The 9th OTA out of 10. Actually, the 10th OTA has been canceled. Gus Bradley will give the team Friday off. That was supposed to be the final workout of the OTA period. And through 3 weeks of on-field work, there is some progress.
It's what I'd hoped to see, the competitiveness, looking forward to getting everybody back completely healthy, get all these guys on the field where we can compete and get the pads on. It's a couple, 4 or 6 weeks away. So we just wait until that, but I like what we've done so far.
Some notes from Thursday. A couple of players held out as a precaution. Tight end Julius Thomas out with leg tightness, nothing major. Defensive back Devon House out with abdominal tightness. Nothing major for either one of those guys, but no need to risk anything this time of year. And Jaguars alumni players invited to practice Thursday. Brad Meester, Donovan Darius, Paul Fraze among the players and families watching OTA number 9. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton. OTAs are done now, so which position battles have been the most heated over the last 3 weeks?
Well, a couple stand out. First of all, running back, obviously, because you've got three guys and you really don't have that many carries in today's NFL. Not one guy anymore. Yeldon is obviously a guy, I know you saw at Alabama, who's been very impressive with his speed, with his awareness, with his abilities. Obviously, I talked to Toby Gerhardt earlier this week, and he likes what this offense is. He likes where he finished last season and expects to pick up. And then Denard Robinson, who was said to be a kick return possibility, which means not as many carries for him, you would think, in the offense. So, you know, those three guys have been very involved. And the defensive backfield. You know, you've got Demetrius McCray and Devon House, and then throw in Aaron Colvin and Dwayne Grotz. I mean, you got guys who have played, guys with ability. You know, there is a real competition amongst four or five guys in that secondary package for the two starting corner spots.
And it's quite a competition in the trenches, too. Certainly on the offensive side, a lot made about how the offensive line struggled last year. We heard from Doug Marrone today, the offensive line coach, and he says, well, that's just part of the process.
You know, there's a little bit of price when you play a bunch of young players. You know, you're going to pay a little bit of a price. But what you're hoping is to cash in. So I think my mentality was, they've gone out there, they're young football players, you know, they've had some experience, they know what it's like to play on Sunday. You know, how do we capture that and cash in on it now? I guess the way I went into it was, hey, listen, there was a lot of young guys, you saw the mistakes that young people make. Now, listen, let's make sure we build on that and not make those same mistakes.
Well, I guess it sounds like we'll find out a lot more come training camp when they put the pads on.
Well, I can't wait to see it. You've got five guys for two spots. You've got Wisniewski and Bowanko at center. And by the way, both of those guys can play guard, so that means they're involved. And then you've got Beatles, who's holding off A.J. Cann, the rookie from South Carolina. Don't forget Austin Pasdar, who's moving in at guard as well, who will primarily be a backup on the right side, but will want a chance to fight on the left side as well. So five guys, two spots. That'll be a very heated competition in the middle of the offensive line.
Jags back on the field next week. Three mandatory minicamp practices, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What, Brian, in your veteran experience, do you expect in this veteran minicamp?
A sunburn? It's going to be hot, as we know it. Not a lot. I mean, I'd like to see the intensity that we saw here, especially in the red zone this week. I mean, to me, that was a highlight of the OTAs, was to see how spirited the competition was. And Gus uses that word all the time. And you can call it coach speak if you want, but it was real in the red zone this week. You know, guys like Mercedes Lewis and Jonathan Cyprian really fighting for every ball. I'll tell you this, Allen Robinson has looked terrific so far. I mean, making tough catches all over the field while he's running in the corner of the end zone. I'd like to see more of that.
We'll see if we see more of that next week.
And
well
you
done,
and I
Brian.
Will both have a sunburn. They will see that the next week.
I have a little more to burn up here than you do, but that's a different story altogether.
Exactly.
Jags are back on the field next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for mandatory minicamp. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.